Hello, this is Rachel Wilson with a booster for your daily dose. Today, this just in not too long ago from the Eagles addressing offense vulnerabilities by extending Landon Dickerson. And I quote from the inbox, the Eagles announced on Monday that they have agreed to terms on a contract extension with two-time Pro Bowl guard Landon Dickerson. The team's second-round pick in 2021 is one of just seven NFL offensive linemen drafted since 2011 to earn at least two Pro Bowl selections in their first three seasons. You get the details of the deal and more at the Eagles' website, end quote. And more breaking news and intrigues merit a boost of this daily dose today. And I did announce this allude to this on yesterday or over the weekend, actually Saturday night. Russell Wilson announces he intends to contend in Steeltown, wink, wink. Coach Tomlin communicates they'll start the three seasons running Kenny Pickett, but he will be competing for that first string spot. Already media critics insinuate Steeler better option. They had better options, other than, your namesake, Russell Wilson. However, consider Russell Wilson as a Seahawk, whose franchise had an incredible run on his watch. Seahawks, known for their schoolyard brawl culture and style of play, Wilson is a stabilizer, balanced team's persona with dignity, class, yet maintaining an extremely high level of competitiveness. Considering Steelers' loveless positive energy lacking locker room, which came to a head last season before the first rounds of firings started happening and the mend took place, Wilson definitely is a boss roster move for the franchise. My opinion is he may prove to be exactly what they need, and maybe he went through all that back in Colorado in preparation for such a time as this. Welcome to Pittsburgh, Russell. Welcome to Pittsburgh. Muhammad Ali will officially join the WWE Hall of Fame as a member of the class of 2024. The WWE announced on Monday. Clutch Points posts, the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony will take place on April 5 at the Wells Fargo Center in, drumroll please, Philadelphia. And of course, it will air on Peacock at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ali will be inducted by his widow, Lonnie Ali. Wow, isn't that wonderful? I love that. And on a more personal note, I am a widow to a man who was an award-winning wrestler in high school. Well known as a pro boxer, Ali also participated in two of the most major pro wrestling events of all time. Wrestling is for sure a heavyweight hard sport. Wow, who knew? Who knew? We all know him as a boxer, but who knew that he also participating in wrestling? Be on the listen for more boosters, shots of the Daily Dose, right here, right here.